Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl podcast. Tonight, we will be talking about Blood Bonds. Yes, episode 8 of season 1 of Supergirl. Kind of a nice short break, but then we get another break right after this. What's going on here? It's like a big tease, I'm telling you. Big tease. But what a great episode. I mean, wow. And I love the little Easter eggs. Like with Clark texting Kara, I mean, come on. How awesome would that be if you could text Clark Kent? How cool would that? Especially with technology today with, you know, social media and all that. Imagine having that interaction with the Man of Steel. Pretty cool. That was one of my favorite little hee-hee moments. yeah, really great episode. Let me read you quick the synopsis. Kara must find a way to rescue Hank from Astra's husband as she tries to refute Kat's allegations that she's Supergirl on Supergirl. So there you go. That was the synopsis from CBS. So it was pretty great how they also played off the Kat Grant scenes where she accused Kara of being Supergirl, and then finally John Jones helped out duplicating being Supergirl. And that was pretty cool. I mean, you got to admit, the camera work, the special effects, it's getting good where you can't even tell when, because I'm waiting for the moment where you could tell if there was a body double or, but they did a really good job with that split screen. Kudos to the visual effects, as always. Even the flying scenes were so amazing. When Kara's flying in the night, as she flies over to the DEO or just flying through the city. I mean, really great work. Whoever's in charge of her just flying scenes, kudos to them. All right, we're live right now. Call in to the Supergirl Talk. Our number is 929-477-2786. We'll be here for another 28 minutes, and then we'll be wrapping it up. So let's see. We have a caller already. I wonder who it is. Let's see from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. And pretty soon I'll be there in L.A. What's up, man?
Then you can say Matt from L.A.
Yeah. Matt and Tom. Maybe one night Tom's going to call in, but it'll be Tom Havner himself, my father.
Oh, wow. Cool. Cool.
You know,
all right, Matt, so did
Flash
you watch Blood Bonds?
Hell yes. My friend John and I did, and it was awesome. We both enjoyed it.
Yeah, tell us what was your first gut reaction when you watched this episode?
Amazing. That opening scene reminded me of the Clark and Zod, the Superman and Zod fight from Man of Steel, and they keep showing us Krypton flashbacks.
Yes!
I love it. It was so cool. I mean,
so cool.
Amazing fight scenes. And the Kryptonians army has a whole army. And I think General Lane.
Oh, yeah. There's like so many. I'm like, all of a sudden, Clark Kent isn't the only sudden survivor of Krypton. No, it's like all these armies.
I know. It's just so good. I can't wait for more. Now Astra and Kara are kind of on the same side because they're her family.
Yep. And then now Kara knows about John Jones. I mean, come on.
Yes.
How awesome can that be?
Yep. And he forms the DEO, and then now he's going to tell her at some point about the Justice League. He's got to.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
Because we got...
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think it's pre-Justice League or after Justice League? I'm thinking it's pre, Matt.
Yeah, because we
I don't
got
even
Batman
think Superman knows
Superman.
About Martian Manhunter.
No, I don't think so, but maybe he just got him watching over Kara, because I did love that scene where she goes, "You're from Mars?"
Right. He goes, "Well, you're
that
from Krypton."
So funny. Yeah, that was awesome. I think the guy who plays Hank Henshaw, a.k.a. Sean
He's
Jones,
great.
Was
yeah.
is amazing. I mean, I like Phil
great.
From Smallville, but the guy who did him on, who's doing it
yeah.
on Supergirl is just so
uh-huh.
good. I mean, just this show from the very beginning, it's just so amazing. I need to talk about
I agree
the
with you,
Matt.
I
can,
agree with you.
We could do without are the dumb Cat Grant scenes in Kara. Like she goes, Kara, Kara, Kara.
No, doesn't she call her like Kiara? I think it's Kiara.
Yeah. Yeah, when my friend John and I were watching it, we were laughing and we were like, oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, I was watching it too
again.
And I was like, why is she calling her a totally different name?
Yeah, and then she was like forcing her to reveal her powers all the whole time. I mean,
yeah,
Jesus,
it was
I
hard
mean,
for her because she was like so under pressure from the other stuff
uh-huh.
on her mind.
Those scenes I could do without. How about you?
Well, I think I'm ready to like. All right, let's tone it down on that. But once in a while,
yeah.
it's fine, right?
Yeah, because the first Cat Grant was so irritating. But why did we have to have
Oh,
Cat
my
Grant
gosh. Remember from Smallville?
Girl? Yeah,
we
she
all
was so
hated
annoying.
Her.
I hated her
so
to death.
So annoying.
But, I mean, this Cat Grant's okay, but why do we have to have a Cat Grant period again in the DC TV verse?
Well, you know, they want to bring out characters that aren't usually in the limelight. So they were, you know,
yeah, but still
I get what DC's trying to do.
And do you know the actor who plays General Sam Lane is also in Transformers?
Yep.
He plays
the general there,
general.
Too.
I noticed that right off the bat.
Remember he was like, in Transformers, he was like, if you don't surrender, we will kill you.
Yep, he was, and the way he was putting that kryptonite syringe
injection.
Inside of Astra, she almost was like turning into a zombie almost. I mean, gosh.
I thought she was going to turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, that almost looked like the most doomsday for a minute there. I mean, come on, Jesus. There's got to be some Easter eggs in there that's going to lead, build up to
oh,
Batman
I'm sure.
versus Superman. And how Lex
yeah.
gets his hands on Zod's dead body that leads
great.
Up how he and how they create Doomsday. I mean,
all right, we're live right now for the next 20 minutes. Call in at 929-477-2786. We're here, me and Matt from Florida. We have a new caller from area code 469. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk. Wait, let me give you a theme song.
Hey.
Hold on. There you go. Who is this?
Hey. Superman. Chris from Pandora.
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Hey,
how
Marty.
Many
how are you?
Have? Which one do I pick?
Chris from Pandora. Fine.
Okay. I'm gonna stick with that one. Well, welcome back, sir. How's it going? Happy New Year to you
Happy
and Matt.
New
Happy
year.
To tell you, Matt. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. You too, man.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. I did the
yeah,
same thing to myself.
Too.
All excited for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. We are only 82. What, 82 or 80 days now away.
You tell me. How many days? Don't you have a counter?
I think it. No, I don't have it. But,
2 months.
Yeah, right.
Well, 2 months, that was 80, what I was saying.
80 days. 80 days.
80 days?
Yeah. I may
That's
be wrong,
80 days
but,
too long.
But it's been getting there. So I just hope that, you know, we all get to see the new year, and I hope we all get to see the movie. And then we
yes.
die.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, I
and
haven't
then,
seen the book all yet.
What?
And then,
you haven't seen this
wait,
one?
And then what? And then what before you react? Oh, what
wait,
were you going to say? You were going to say something, and then I interrupted
oh.
you.
I was going to say, and then we have Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
What an awesome
then,
year
like,
for DC.
That would be amazing. Yeah. But back to Supergirl, I haven't seen it. I am actually on my way to watch it right now. When I get home, that is my number one priority.
Are you driving?
No, I'm not. But I am being driven.
Okay, good.
Okay. Hey, Jesus. I told my dad about you. He said, yeah, I'll email you, and we'll find a place to meet up, and maybe we'll go back to your place and watch Man of Steel.
Wow, that's great.
Go out to dinner and watch Man of Steel as soon as I land.
Awesome.
I'm
my dad's flying me up to California this year.
Ah, nice. Why don't
yeah.
we just go to the Comic-Con and meet with him
that? He's been
yeah.
Ill lately. We were going to do that, but it cost too much for him.
Okay. So, how was Supergirl?
Supergirl
awesome,
was awesome, Chris.
Right.
It continued right away. Where they left off. Remember last episode?
Yeah.
It was like
last
cut
episode.
Off. It was like really short.
I know. We were like, that's a big cliffhanger.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Yeah. So then this episode
wow.
just right away starts from there. There's
okay.
an awesome fight
that's
between
good.
Supergirl and Nod. Right, Matt?
Nice.
Yeah, it opened up with the fight scene, and that was amazing. And then
like Matt said earlier, it was almost like Man of Steel.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then it goes
good.
Down, and they're fighting, and then they kidnap Sean Jones,
okay, not,
Hank
not
Henshaw.
Through, not through spoiling.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
dude,
about,
you're in the wrong
watch.
Show.
It's just so hard. Not to...
You're like, not spoiled.
And
yeah.
then they go in to try to interrogate Astra, and then there's awesome flashbacks on Krypton, which were amazing.
Yeah, they were
way.
Pretty long, right, Matt?
Yeah,
nice.
I'm digging the flashbacks on Krypton. They are so good.
I can't
good.
Wait for them to show more of Krypton. They should do that in the flashbacks.
Yes, I want to see more of
you notice
Jor-El.
They only show, like, one room?
Yes. They need to show us
oh
the House
God.
Of El. They need to show the
yeah.
ice area.
How about need to show us Jor-El? Ooh.
Yes.
That would be awesome, right?
I want to see Jor-El. Because we've seen baby Kal-El, but I
yeah.
got to
see... Yeah, why can't we see Jor-El?
Yes.
Wait, who's like backing up?
I am.
Oh, Chris. You're backing up in the
Come
bottle.
On, Chris.
I am backing it up. Back it up. What's that song by Ludacris? Is it Ludacris? Oh, something.
Ludacris.
Something
yeah.
about. Oh, okay.
Luda.
Back it up. I don't know how it goes. Luda. Hey, where are Francesco and Joe? I tested them. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, they've been out on the party,
Joe
man.
Texted a few times.
Yeah, did
yeah,
you text
Joe
them?
Texted a few times yesterday. He texted me on his way home, like, right before the show started and said, yeah, I'm picking up Seabirds and then I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Hey, I want to thank the listeners of Supergirl Talk for downloading this podcast. I mean, it's a crazy party. We got someone backing up a truck Matt from Florida is now going to be Matt from L.A.
Yeah.
It's going on. There's a big party going on. So we have we're live right now, so if you want to call in at 929-477-2786, you could speak to Chris from Candor for free. Right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. And I have a lot to say. Well, call in.
Now, Chris, can I ask you a quick question before we move on with blood bonds?
Yeah.
Have you gotten any recognition for being on the show? Have people approached you, hey, Chris,
well,
on social media or
on social media, yeah. On social media, yes. I have a good friend. He have a Twitter handle, Carl L. something. He always tweet me, hey, when are you going to have this podcast? When are we going to have that? I'm like, hey,
you have like a little fan base.
A little bit, yeah. And so, yeah, but not in person. Not like I'm walking by the road and be like, hey, come on,
Wouldn't that be crazy if that happened, though?
That would be crazy.
If you had like an ice cream parlor or somewhere.
Yeah, that would be awesome. So,
and
yeah,
they're like, Chris from Candor?
People, they do listen. You know, people, they do listen. And even though they're not calling in, you know, you see how many downloads.
Oh, no, they listen.
And,
let's see,
and,
we have a new caller from area code 703. Welcome to Supergirl Talk.
Hey, everybody, it's Jitters. Happy New Year's.
Hey Jitters.
Oh,
Happy
too.
New Year.
How's it going?
Oh, we're here,
yeah,
you know, talking about a great episode of Supergirl, Blood Bonds. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Really?
The fights, hello. The choreography on this show is really good, especially the flying fighting scenes. It doesn't look cheesy at all.
Mm-mm, they're getting better.
Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, every week, Melissa. I fall in love every week. It's crazy.
Me too. I love her laugh.
I cannot wait to see the interaction between Katie and, I mean, Cat Grant and Supergirl. Now that they know who Supergirl is. I was thinking.
Oh, Chris,
awkward,
you are so late in the game. That was answered in this episode.
Martian Manhunter turned into Kara.
Do you want
to
know? Martian Manhunter
Supergirl
turns into Supergirl so they could stand side by side in front of Cat Grant.
Okay, so now I don't need to watch it because you already spoiled it. Okay.
That was a big reveal at the end.
I am never calling in again.
Stop it.
Wow. Okay,
you know you
plan.
Love it. You know you love it.
That's a great idea.
Okay,
glad
so
I
want to ask the people who did see the episode, what was their favorite moments? I pointed out a few. One was when Kara was texting Clark Kent. I was kind of getting all giddy. I'm like, oh my gosh, Clark Kent is texting her. That's awesome. That was one of my favorite moments. And then also just the flying scenes, just Supergirl just flying in the night, you know, across the city. I mean, those visual effects are so, I mean, they've gone above and beyond for TV. I mean, it's like crazy. I'm like, some of these effects are better than the ones I've seen in movies. So it was one of those moments where it's just her flying through the city. If you watch the episode, Chris, you'll see what I'm saying. You're going to love those just quiet moments where she's just like flying through the city. And those are really great, really quick moments. And also, again, the texting scene with Clark. So those are my two scenes. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. What were your favorite scenes?
I love the opening fight scenes. I love that texting scene with Clark. Oh, my God, I caught that. I mean, come on. Is Tom going to be finally appearing on the show soon? I mean, for goodness sakes, Tom freaking Welling, come on the show already. And then that end scene where Martian Manhunter turns into Supergirl, that was so funny.
Yeah.
Right there. And
I
then
love how
then,
they even have, like, Supergirl hovering.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then that ending there with Maxwell Lord, that girl is a clone of Kakara, and that's going to become Bizarro Supergirl.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that ending there was pretty intense, but it sucked there was no promo for when the Toy Man comes in the following week, and that's when all DC shows are back, and when...
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. The way they end the Supergirl TV show, it's very abrupt. Like the ending is like, boom, okay, we're out. And then, well, what? And then all of a sudden, the new show right behind it already started, and I'm like, wait, is this still Supergirl? Or no, it's not. It's a totally different show.
Yeah, that's how I felt. It didn't go.
Yeah.
That happens to me so many times with Supergirl.
That was very weird. Then I go on the episode guides online, and it goes, okay, no new episodes till January 18th. I go, what?
Big tease, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jitters. Jitters, what were your favorite moments of Blood Bonds?
I liked it when Jimmy was on the campus of Max Lord's place. And he was taking all the pictures, trying to get surveillance. And Lord was like,
yep,
there are no cameras allowed on property. And all the pictures Jimmy took were of the cameras on his property. And the other one was when Red Tornado's arm was in his little room where he's trying to get
that
the
cool
girl ready. Yeah.
Yep. I love that.
Yep, those
are
my favorites.
Oh, cool. Thank you for sharing. All right, so I'm going to open the floor to you guys. Anything you want to talk about Supergirl that we didn't touch base on yet? Now is the time, you know. Let's go to you, Chris from Kandor. The floor is yours.
Speaking of that, I've been watching Lois and Clark lately. And
why?
why? Above all shows. Why?
I kind of like the chemistry. I do like them. You know, it was at the time, it was a really great show for me. You know, kind of like the way Smallville became, you know, and it became,
yeah,
and I'm also Smallville. So I'm loving that too. And but I'm comparing to Lois and Clark, to Superman, I mean to Smallville, to Supergirl. Their graphics are so different. In Lois and Clark, I'm like, you're not lying. You're lying to me. You know what I mean? But if you're watching on Supergirl, you can tell that... there's no way you can tell that, you know, it's fake. You know what I mean? Because it's so real. Time has changed. The time now we can... Supergirl, I cannot wait to get home and watch it because I want to know what happened to Kitty or Cat Grant. And, you know.
Oh,
well,
we
are,
told you what happened. Yeah.
No, but I'm pretending you didn't. So,
no, it's a great scene. It's a great scene, Chris.
Either way, I'm going to watch it. You know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So,
That was one of my big worries. Was, wait a minute, Cat Grant knows now? What the heck? Like, what now? Like, where do you take these two characters? Obviously, they can't work together anymore.
No.
Well,
and
no,
she goes
at the same time,
up to that point.
At the same time,
and then, of course, when she found out that she wasn't. What'd you say?
No, at the same time, I would have liked to see how would that go for a while. Like,
They didn't last
Smallville
too long on that
one.
Yeah.
They could have done what they only done from Smallville, where something happened and then the Cat Grant forgets and, you know, she forgets. You know they did that a lot in Smallville. You know, they could have done that too. But
they could have.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Chris. Well, anyways. Let's go to you, Jitters. Anything you want to talk about Supergirl?
And do you guys think that Clark is going to find out about Henshaw soon, and if they're going to be able to fight together, Henshaw and Supergirl, coming up?
I would want that. Now that they know, or at least Kara knows, that would be great. What do you guys think?
Well, I do, because he is about to be side by side with Clark. You know, not all the time, but he's in a Justice League. So I'm still on.
Yeah, and we were talking about that, me and Matt, earlier. This is pre-Justice League. That's our understanding, right?
Yeah, definitely.
He would have brought up, oh, Clark wanted me to watch over you. You know, no, none of that happened. So
yeah, I don't want them to do that.
I'm thinking Clark has no clue Martian Manhunter is on that planet.
Yeah. I would like that to see, like, he comes, like, I'm still, like, you know, Superman is going to come on the show at one point and maybe going to interact with Hank Joe, and, you know, he is going to know what's up, and, hey, why don't you come help me or something? Oh, I'll come help you sometime when you need me. You know, something like that. Kind of the way, apparently, he has Kara, you know, in the identity crisis.
Wow. Right, right. Let's go to Matt. Matt, well, what are your thoughts on the question from Jitters?
What was the question?
Is it eventually Henshaw and Clark are going to meet each other? And do you think Henshaw and Supergirl are going to be fighting together soon?
Yeah, I think Clark and Henshaw are going to meet, and most likely they are going to fight each other. Probably.
Ooh, fight each other.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
But what did Supergirl tell her cousin? Yo, cuz, we cool. What's the deal
here?
I don't know.
It's kind of funny how he finds out.
Yeah. I guess everything's versus these days, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get the video
Sorry?
No? Did you get the video I sent you? I went to Toys R Us, and they have the new toys for CBS. And they're amazing.
The Lex Luthor armor?
No, I saw that too, but I was talking about the Batman and Superman. They're really cool. It's like, you know, they have a wing.
Oh, the cereal?
And no, the Mario. The action figure.
Oh, okay. Did it sound like Ben Affleck?
I don't know, but I sent it to you on your. You're probably gonna see it later whenever we're done.
Okay. Did you text it to me or email it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. I'll check it out. All right, Jitters, anything else you want to talk about Supergirl?
No, that's it for me.
Awesome, Sauce. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to thank also Matt from Florida and Chris from Candor. Thank you guys so much for calling in. Let's talk next time when Supergirl returns to the air in probably, 2 weeks? That's what it's looking like?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, I have a super couple of weeks. All right, take care. Thank you and good night.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.